The 11th Wednesday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be careful not to make a show of your righteousness before people. If you do so, you do not gain anything from your Father in heaven. When you give something to the poor, do not have it trumpeted before you, as do those who want to be seen in the synagogues and in the streets in order to be praised by the people. I assure you, they have already been paid in full. If you give something to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your gift remains really secret. Your Father, who sees what is kept secret, will reward you. When you pray, do not be like those who want to be seen. They love to stand and pray in the synagogues or on street corners to be seen by everyone. I assure you, they have already been paid in full. When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is with you in secret, and your Father who sees what is kept secret will reward you. When you fast, do not put on a miserable face, as do the hypocrites. They put on a gloomy face, so people can see they are fasting. I tell you this, they have been paid in full already. When you fast, wash your face, make yourself look cheerful, because you are not fasting for appearance or for other people, but for your Father, who sees beyond appearances. And your Father, who sees what is kept secret, will reward you." Today's commentary is from Father Antoni Caro, from Sant Cugat del Vallès, in Barcelona, in Catalonia. Be careful not to make a show of your righteousness before people. Today, Jesus invites us to act always for the glory of God, to please the Father, as this is what we have been created for. This is how the Catechism of the Church confirms it. God created everything for man, but man in turn was created to serve and to love, to offer all creation back to him. This is the meaning of our life and our honor, to be loved by the Father, to please God. This is the example Christ left us. If only the Father could say the same for each one of us as he said for his Son at the moment of his baptism. "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Dishonesty of intention would be especially grave and ridiculous if happening in actions such as prayer, fasting, or alms, as these are pious and charitable deeds, that is, deeds that, per se, are due to the virtue of religion, or deeds we carry out for the love of God. Therefore, be careful not to make a show of your righteousness before people. If you do so, you do not gain anything from your Father in heaven. How could we please God if, to start with, we are trying to be seen in order to be praised, mostly by others? It is not that we have to hide from our fellow men so that they will not see us, but it is rather a question, in the first place, of directly addressing our good deeds to God. It does not matter, nor is it bad, others may see us. On the contrary, we may give them example with the coherent testimony of our deeds. But what does matter, and a lot, is that we see God behind our deeds. As St. Gregory the Great said, "We must therefore carefully examine our true intentions in whatever we are doing, and not look for our own interest if we are really trying to serve the Lord."